Welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yechezkel, Perek Chav Zayin, the 27th chapter of Yechezkel. We're in the section of Yechezkel that is focusing outwards to the nations of the world who either conspired or who laughed at the fall of Yerushalayim. And we're now focusing on Tyre, the city of Tzor. Tzor, of course, is a huge trade route, a major city in terms of commerce in the Mediterranean Sea. And this Perek is going to focus on the ships of Tyre. It's almost like a parable. The city of Tyre, of Tzor, is going to fall like its ships will fall. So it's interesting. It is a kinnah. It is a lamentation, but it is given in a very detailed manner. So Yechezkel is going to go through very specific details of all of its trade partners, all of its connections, and talk about how it's going to fall. There are four sections in this parak. The first section talks about the beauty of the ship, which is the metaphor for Tyre, the team on the ship, then the trade partners of Tyre, and finally the fall of the boat. And the morning of its fall. So let's start at the beginning. The first section, which is the beauty of the ship, which is the metaphor for Tyre, is found on from Sukkim Aleph to Zion. In this section, Yechezkel describes Tyre as the trader of the Mediterranean. Right, he is described as Recheles Ho'amim El Yim Rabim, and we're going to see just how far-reaching that relationship is. However, Ko'omar Hashem Elohim, Tzor, at omeres ani klilas yofi. You, Tyre, say, I'm inclusive of all beauty, which in and of itself is a pretty arrogant statement. So Tyre thinks a lot of itself. And there's a description about how all the beauty of the ship was made, like the planks of the ship were from the cypresses of Sneer, the mast is made from the cedars of Lebanon, the sails embroidered from linen from Egypt, the awnings are made from Tcheles and Argamon. So it's really a beautiful, beautiful description. It should be worthwhile noticing over here that that in terms of the Tcheles and the Argamon, there have been lots of archaeological findings in the area of Tyre up the coast, and even in Israel, of warehouses of the broken shells of the Murex trunculus, which is a particular type of shell, a particular type of snail, which was found off the coast in the low shallow waters of the Mediterranean, and it was used for dyeing. Being as each the gland that was used in the Murex is actually small, it would take a lot of these snails to be able to dye. And the interesting thing is actually the Tcheles and the Argamon, the blue and the purple dyes are in fact the same, it's actually the same chemical properties, meaning to say it is the same snail which is producing the same dyes. It just depends if it is exposed to sun or not. If it is exposed to sun, it turns blue. If it's not exposed to sun during the dyeing process, it remains purple. These are, also, are obviously royal dyes, and it is interesting that it is pretty clear today, archaeologically speaking at least, that the Tcheles we're talking about is from the Murex trunculus. It was stopped its usage as in the Tcheles as we have it when the Romans used those dyes and forbade anybody else to use them because they were being used for their royalty. Anyway, so obviously we're talking about the most beautiful descriptions of this boat of Tzor, and the boat itself is a metaphor for the city as a whole. We next meet in Psukim Ches to Yud Aleph. This is about the team who are on the boat. They have rowers from Sidon and Arvad. They have their own navigators. The elders of Gaval were the ones who repaired the boats. Persia, Lud, Put, sent soldiers who hung their helmets from you. Arvad and Chelech would man the walls and hang their quivers from the walls, a sign of great beauty. So we just beautiful. There's a beautiful description of the fortification, of the sophistication and obviously power of this ship and this nation. And then the trade routes. We now go in the next section, the third section is paired from Yud Beis all the way to Chofei, is all the different trades. And listen to this long list. It's literally a laundry list of all the different trades. It's worthwhile actually noting that the Da'at Mikra, Tanakh, has a beautiful map which shows how all these trade routes worked, and Tzor, Tyre, is obviously in the center of the eastern starboard of the Mediterranean, and all the inland trades or the overseas trades would come through Tyre. It would be the in a certain sense the metropolis of trade. So he has a description of some of these the traders from Tarshish. They would send silver, iron, tin, and lead. Tarshish is a debate as to whether it's further down in Spain on the other side of the Mediterranean or as an extension of Turkey, Carchemish. Nonetheless, it is obviously a far out Mediterranean port. Greece, Tuval, which is Kalkilia, and Meshech trafficked humans and copper utensils through through Tyre. Base Turguma, horses, horsemen, and mules, the people of Dedan, which is usually associated with Ethiopia, ivory, ebony, saddle cloths, Iram, that's inland, turquoise, purple dyes, embroidery, fine linen, coral, agate. Yehuda and Israel are one of the trade partners with Tsar. Wheat, honey, oil, and balm. Those are obviously the products of Eretz Israel, Eretz Chito Usara. Damascus, the inland. Chelbon wine, white wool. Vedan, Yavan and Uzal, polished iron, cassia and calamus. Sheba and Ra'ama, fine spices, all kinds of precious stones and gold. Haran, Kane, Aden, Assyria, and Chilmad. Choice fabrics, embroidered cloaks of blue, many colored carpets. And cedar among the other wares, and the ships of Tarshish would be laden in the high seas with their goods. So you can just get the sense of this extremely powerful nexus of trade in the Middle East, which is all found around Tsar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it's about to end, and that's what happened at the we see at the last section of this perek, which runs from Chavav all the way to the end of Lamed Vav, the last 11 psukim, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes how the oarsmen brought you to the high seas. And unfortunately, everything aboard, from your wealth to your crew, will be flung overboard at that point in time. Hoinech, v'izoneich, ma'arovech, machaloyech, v'choyvolch, v'cholvolayech, machzike bidkech, v'orche ma'arovayech, ko'an shemilchamteich, asher bach, all of those, v'kolkolech asher besoichech, yiplu b'leiv yamim, will fall to the hearts of the sea. Everyone aboard will be thrown overboard. All seamen across the Mediterranean, v'yordu me'ani oseihem, all boatsmen will exit their boats, and they'll stand on the ground, and what will they do? They'll start singing lamentations, and they'll say, who in the sea was like Tsar? Who in the sea was like Tyre? And when you gave your wares, Tsar, you satisfied so many people. But when your ships sank, Shamu alayich umalchehim sa'aru sa'ar, ramu ponim, people were aghast at the news that you fell. Sacharim ba'amim sharku, people cried out, all the traders cried out when you fell. Balahoy sayis ve'enech ad olam, and you're no longer ever going to be. This is the description, the end of this chapter. Why are the other sailors lamenting? So the Mitzvot points out that it's referring to the medium to small boat captains, who if the major port of trade and their major ships have sunk, nobody else wants to go out to sea because of the danger of going out to sea. As one just last comment on this parak, that Abba Benel notes, there's obviously a lot of details here, that Abba Benel says that obviously this is only metaphoric in the sense that the destruction of Tsar is not going to be through storms at sea, it's going to be through enemies, it's going to be through the hands of humans, the Babylonians, when they besiege them and later on the Persians. And this means to say that, and he goes through, there's a list of 8 things that this boat is made of, which are special, and each of these relates to one aspect of the city. And so we're talking about here the destruction of Tsar in the hands of humans, which is ultimately a terrible tragedy, and ends it being the nexus of trade in the Mediterranean. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.